This past weekend, friends, family, and colleagues gathered in Philadelphia to remember the late Tony Auth. Auth was an editorial cartoonist widely respected by his peers, and his advice to keep it simple also helped guide a younger generation of illustrators. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WHYY's Peter Crimmins has this tribute.
Tony Auth was a Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist who drew for the Philadelphia Inquirer, 5 comics a week for 40 years. His work was known to raise hackles, even with his own editors. David Leopold curated an exhibition of Auth's work called To Stir, Inform, and Inflame. He spoke about Tony Auth on WHYY's Radio Times.
He did upset a lot of people, but for a lot of people, he was their voice. You know, they could open up the paper, and he had summarized something that everybody understood.
Tony Auth died 2 weeks ago of cancer. He was 72. He grew up in Ohio, where he first started drawing while bedridden with rheumatic fever at 5 years old. Auth later went to school at UCLA with an interest in medicine and started drawing political cartoons for the campus newspaper. He landed a job in Philadelphia fresh out of school and stayed there for 41 years.
He was doing work that he was meant to do, and he couldn't be happier doing it.
Illustrator Jules Pfeiffer was a friend and colleague.
He was a thinking man's cartoonist, the sort of work increasingly being done in the last generation or more is gag strips posing as editorial cartoons, crack about this side and a crack about that side, but never knowing or caring to know the politics of the person talking or any thought behind it. Tony's mind was analytical. Tony did homework and loved to do homework.
Tony Auth had become an elder statesman in his field. His drawings are instantly recognizable for their elegant lines and simple compositions, striking to the heart of complex issues. He was also a really nice guy. While his work pulled no punches, on a personal level, he was almost universally liked. Steve Breen is part of a younger generation of cartoonists. He draws for the San Diego Union-Tribune, and after he won his first Pulitzer Prize in 1998, he's won a second since then, he said Tony Auth called him up and took him out to lunch.
Other cartoonists out there who were considered giants in the field were far less friendly and accessible. I mean, some of these guys were downright crusty and cantankerous. They aren't the kind of guys who would take you out and buy you a sandwich and walk you around the newspaper. But Tony just had that.
When Tony Auth left the Philadelphia Inquirer in 2012, at age 70, he did not retire. He blazed a new trail. By using a digital pad, he could record the process of drawing a cartoon and turn it into a short video with a voiceover narration. On this one, he drew cartoons about his vacation, traveling the canals of France on a vintage barge.
Kevin Hartwell, an Englishman who loves to travel, left a well-paying job working for Robert Maxwell.
No such thing as a good job working for Robert Maxwell.
His plan was to find the perfect French barge and outfit it so he could take 4 paying guests on trips up and down the canals of France.
Auth made this kind of animated cartoon for Newsworks.org. That's the website of Philadelphia's public radio station, WHYY.
I mean, there's just so much more to life than politics. I was looking for a way to comment on other things. When I wanted to change gears, I needed a place with colleagues that can function in a way that the Inquirer functioned for me for so many years. And there's no reason why a website can't be, and I think is, the journal of the future.
Currently, there is a fundraising effort afoot to archive Tony Auth's papers at Temple University in Philadelphia. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Crimmins.
And we'll link you to Tony Auth's work at hereandnow.org.